If you have ever worked in a job that you don't enjoy, then you will understand how painful that can be. Considering we spend so much time at work, it makes sense that we find work that we enjoy. So then how come so many people have so much trouble finding work that provides them with purpose, passion, and meaning? My name is Liz Watt, welcome. I teach how to integrate work, life, and spirituality so that you can live more on your terms and ultimately create a better world. So if that's something you're interested in, make sure you subscribe. Today, I'm going to consider what meaning, purpose, and passion really mean. 6 big reasons you may not be able to find meaning and purpose and passion in your work, and what you can do to change this. Let's first consider what it means to find work with purpose and meaning. The purpose of something is the reason why it is or why it exists. The level of meaning is the level of significance that something holds for you. Passion is a belief in the meaning you hold in something. So if you don't believe in the purpose and meaning of the work that you do, you're going to find it really hard to find passion and excitement for that work. There are a number of reasons for this. So the first reason can be challenging to find meaning in your work is due to the model of growth that we live in. The growth economy requires ongoing exponential growth, which in turn requires ongoing exponential spending by us, the consumers. For us to spend more, we need to earn more. For us to earn more, our employers need to sell more to generate more income to pay us. To sell more, businesses need to figure out ways of being more and more efficient, which in turn means employees are working harder for their money. Let's look at the issues that stem from this growth economy model in more detail. So the second reason it can be challenging finding work with real meaning is due to the primary purpose that most businesses exist, and the values are what is important in that process of meeting that purpose. For a business to survive, it must generate income and profit. For a business to grow, it must generate increasing income and profit. So if the primary purpose of the business is to constantly increase their growth, then the focus becomes on productivity and money above all else. Money must be a factor in the world we live in. That's just the way it is. A business that does not generate money and profit becomes unprofitable or a hobby. So consider the primary purpose of the business you work for. Beneath the marketing spin and the published values and purpose statements, consider what the systems, actions, and conversations within the company actually focus on. Is the focus on creating great ethical and sustainable products that add value to the world and focus on the well-being of their customers, employees, and the planet? Or is the focus purely on productivity, product reports, and quarterly sales increases? If the underlying purpose of the business is only to make money for the owners, shareholders, and those at the top, it is going to be challenging to find meaning in the things that matter to you that are not focused purely on making a profit. One step beyond the business purpose are the business values. A business can still have a focus on profit. It has to in order to survive in a growth economy. However, the values or what's important in the process or way that they make this profit provide an indication of whether the opportunity exists to find meaning and purpose in that work. A business can publish their values on a website, right? But it is in the day-to-day operations, systems, actions, and decisions that the true values are revealed. If a business really cares about customer satisfaction, they will have processes that make it easy for customers to communicate with the business and the business to respond with actions rather than be fobbed off by calls on hold in foreign call centers. If a business really cares about ethical and sustainable manufacturing, this will be reflected in the quality and origins of the materials they source, their production processes, the treatment of workers in foreign countries, and the transport and non-plastic packaging they use. If a business really cares about employee well-being, there will be programs for health and fitness, a great lunch space to take a break, quality ergonomic furniture, lighting and equipment, flexible job share options, and discouragement of unpaid overtime, as well as plenty of opportunities to interact with staff to find out what's working for them, what they would like to do, what their interests are, and how they think the business can be improved. If they say these things are important and valued, but there's no day-to-day practices in place to reflect this, it's really not important or valued in the business. And it's hard to find meaning and purpose where things that matter to you don't matter. In addition to the overall business purpose, every job in a business has a purpose at two levels, within the business and then within the wider context of the community in the world. And the question is, why does your job exist? Ultimately, you are being employed to add value to the business somewhere to generate more income. But depending on the business purpose and values, your particular job can be approached in one of two ways. So doing whatever it takes to make a profit, or doing whatever it takes to provide great products and services and a profit. If the primary focus of the business is on profit, then the purpose of your job will be measured in quantifiable things like number of sales, amount of sales, sick days off, level of productivity, and customer complaints. If the purpose of the business really is away from money and instead making a more positive difference in the world, then the purpose and focus of your job for both you and your employer will be more on qualitative things like creating better products and client solutions and outcomes, client or customer satisfaction and how to solve their problems, innovation, employee well-being, flexibility and variety, and incentives like employee bonuses, profit share, or time in lieu. The shift in focus away from only money and profit will in turn allow you to find purpose and meaning in your work and ultimately result in more inspiration and profit for the business. Going into a job, it is important to understand the expectations, values, and culture of your new business and employer in terms of what is important to them, what they specifically expect from you, and how this is expected to get done. So this starts with what is written in a position description in terms of the activities and tasks you need to complete in your role and the expected outcomes, as well as the softer cultural aspects of the environment. Once employed, do they expect to own you and dictate your hours and when and where you do your work? Or will the culture provide you with flexibility and freedom to get the work done on your terms? Is it important to foster a sociable culture, or are people just part of a production line? Does the business really want you to care about the planet and the client and your peers, regardless of what it takes? Or is it all about the bottom line, regardless of what it takes? Do you have the opportunity to speak up, invoke change, and add value and improvements and make a difference? Or are you there to toe the company line and just do what you're told? What may be presented publicly at face value is one thing, but the core of a business and what's really important comes down to the expectations and culture within the day-to-day operations. It's also important to identify, understand, and manage your own expectations and what you want from a job to find meaning and purpose in your work and grow your passion. Do you want your work just to provide money to fund your lifestyle and allow you to find meaning and purpose and passion elsewhere? If so, that's okay. Are you happy to arrive at 9 and leave at 5 p.m? If you do, that's perfectly okay. Or do you want your work to provide meaning and help you make a difference in the world, as well as contribute to your social life or hobbies? Do you want to work in an innovative, inspired team of people who want to do great things and make improvements and changes? Or are you happy just complying with the systems that already exist, even if they're crappy and don't work? Regardless of what works for you, it's important to know what you expect from the job and the work you do in all aspects, how much time it takes, the type of environment, culture, the people, and the actual things you will be doing on a day-to-day basis and how you want to do them, independently on your own or in a very prescribed way. This is probably the hardest aspect to define, but once you know what you want and expect from a job, it's going to be easier to know when you find it or when you don't. At the end of the day, to find meaning and purpose in your work must be really sort of aligned with who you are and what's important to you and why you do the work and what you truly want from the experience. To uncover this is a process of being really super honest with yourself about what is actually important to you and not what just sort of should be important because society or an employer tells you so. Being able to identify your own purpose for work and values in the process, as well as the purpose and values of any potential business that you work for, will allow you to determine how well aligned they are. There will be many businesses that focus only on that bottom line and profit and whose practices do not align with your own values and goals. The question then is, will you choose to work for the money and the profit? And if you do, are you okay with this, or do you feel like you're selling your soul? Either is fine. Or will you choose to look harder and further afield and hold out for work that can provide the purpose and meaning you crave and make a positive difference in the world? It's your choice. So if you have any questions or further thoughts about work with meaning and purpose or anything that I've raised today, I'd love to read them in the comments. If you want to know more, then make sure you hit the notification button and consider subscribing. I have much more to share with you about integrating work, life, and spirituality. While you wait for the next episode, make sure you check out some of my other work. Thank you so much for sharing your time with me. I hope it helped and gave you something to think about in terms of what to look for in your work. Have a beautiful day, and I will see you next time.